More than 400 hospitals around the country began giving a COVID vaccine to their employees today, on top of some 140 that received it yesterday. The distribution widened as the Food and Drug Administration is expected to approve another vaccine from Moderna by the end of the week. FDA reviewers said that Moderna's two-shot regimen is effective, safe, and particularly potent in preventing severe cases. The FDA also approved the first at-home test for COVID that can be bought without a prescription and provide quick results. It's expected to become available next month. By the end of December, the Trump administration estimates that 20 million people will have gotten vaccinations. After healthcare workers, nursing homes are next in line. But as Amna Nawaz tells us, they pose special challenges.
Judy, residents and staff in most long-term care facilities will start to receive vaccinations next week. Pharmacy giants like CVS and Walgreens will provide the shots on site at nursing homes and other facilities. More than 1 million Americans live in nursing homes, and they're especially vulnerable. Of the 300,000 people in the U.S. who've died from COVID-related causes, more than 100,000 were residents and staff in those facilities. Joining us to talk about the plans to mass vaccinate in those facilities is Dr. Richard Pfeiffer. He's chief medical officer for Genesis, a large for-profit nursing home company with more than 325 facilities in 24 states. Dr. Pfeiffer, welcome to the NewsHour, and thanks for being with us. So you have partnered with CVS. They're going to be providing the supply chain, the vaccine, the vaccinators coming into your facilities to administer those vaccines, but it sounds like they're not coming in with enough for everyone. So how are you deciding who gets the vaccine first?
Well, vaccine prioritization is something that we're all wrestling with in the healthcare system. And our understanding is that CVS will be acquiring vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine first, and then the Moderna vaccine, hopefully when it's approved later this week. And they'll be bringing that to all of our facilities nationwide. We expect to have enough during each of those visits to vaccinate all staff and residents who want the vaccine. That may lead to some of the vaccine clinics, some of the visits that occur later, to be spaced out a little bit. And that's going to be all dependent upon the supply chain that CVS acquires, essentially, from the manufacturers. But if it turns out that the vaccine gets to our centers and we don't have enough for everyone who wants it, although we anticipate that we will, we do have a prioritization framework, and that is entirely consistent with what CDC has recommended.
You've said that you have enough for everyone who wants it. You have said that the goal is to generate enough high levels of vaccine acceptance voluntarily among your workers and your residents. But we know there is skepticism around the vaccine, around the country. So you need people vaccinated to keep them safe. If people refuse, what can you do to make sure the vaccines are administered?
Well, at this time, our focus is on voluntary acceptance by residents in nursing homes, as well as by staff. And nursing home staff and residents are just a microcosm of society in general. They have the same questions, the same concerns. They don't know everything that we know in the scientific community about the vaccine. They don't know, for example, that the vaccine development has gone through all the same steps, the same science has gone into it as has gone into every other vaccine or drug development in history. They don't know that the same approval process has been followed. And so we need to educate them and engage them, in some cases, engage their peers and role model as leaders. So we'll be among the first as medical leaders receiving the vaccine ourselves. But we need to make sure that we get high levels of acceptance and vaccination so that we can protect those in our care. Is it possible that there'll be a mandate down the road, maybe a federal mandate for those working in healthcare, or maybe state mandates? That's certainly possible, and maybe even employer mandates. But right now, all of our energy is focused on voluntary acceptance.
Timing is also of the essence. You have said that getting through this quickly is absolutely critical to making it work. When do you anticipate this will be done, so to speak? Will everyone be vaccinated by the end of the year in your facilities?
Well, we're certainly eager to get this done as quickly as possible. And the speed is tied to the supply, how much supply there is from Pfizer and from Moderna. And each state actually gets to decide how much of that supply goes to CVS and Walgreens for use in nursing homes, as opposed to hospitals and other settings that are at the same top priority level. And so we don't know yet, actually, how much supply each state is directing to CVS, in our case, for use in our facilities. But when it becomes available, we're going to put it to good use immediately. We already have clinics scheduled in our facilities around the country, starting with CBS on Monday and going for the next few weeks. We're still looking to see when the farthest out might be, and we don't have a final word on that. But we hope to get the first vaccines in people's arms within just a few weeks, maybe going into the beginning of next year. Then we need to make sure that they come back and give the booster shots, because the vaccine is not entirely effective without two doses.
Can I ask you about the other impact of this pandemic, which is financial? And the costs of the pandemic have been enormous for your industry. Your company is no exception. Where are you now? Do you feel like you're on the brink if you don't get financial help soon?
Well, that's such an important question. The cost of caring for residents during this pandemic has skyrocketed. Staffing costs, PPE costs, and otherwise. And revenues have also been a major struggle because so many fewer people are actually coming to skilled nursing facilities out of the hospital because so much care has been delayed. Hospitals have felt that impact as well. And so it's a real struggle. All of us in the healthcare industry are working hard to get through it to the other side. It's a major issue. We've spoken with key leaders in Washington about this, and we're eager to receive whatever support we can. And we're also grateful for the support we've already received through legislation and also executive action. We're very grateful for the support that's helped us keep going throughout this pandemic.
Dr. Pfeiffer, can I ask you, we mentioned the disproportionate deaths suffered in your facilities around the country. You're now at a point where you'll soon have the vaccine to save people from dying. What does this moment feel like to you?
This is a huge moment. We finally see the light at the end of the tunnel. There's been so much suffering in nursing homes around the country and around the world. Residents, their loved ones, and even nursing home staff. And so we're entering this final phase, and I'm optimistic. We've got to get it right. It's really complicated. We've got all the right people working on it. But I'm optimistic that we're going to see the end of this pandemic in a matter of just a few months as we get through this. And I'm so glad to see that nursing homes have been prioritized for that first wave of vaccination.
Dr. Richard Pfeiffer of Genesis Healthcare, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.